The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors. Keep on, keep on.
Right. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. I'm Sean Sayre here with you this morning. Good morning. Beautiful morning out there, indeed. It's Thursday, September 19th today, and welcome to the show. Throwing out a little aside to our PCTV and WTBR annual meeting, just for folks that are listening who are involved with those organizations. That big meeting is tonight over at the Polish Falcons Hall. It is kind of a big night. There's a couple of other large events going on. I think One Berkshire has their big event tonight as well. So good luck to everybody putting big events together this evening. We have a great show this morning. We're going to be talking to Curtis Janey. He is the president of the Kiwanis Club of Pittsfield, and we're going to be talking about the Park of Honor event. And that you may notice when you drive by Park Square every year around this time, or pretty close to this time, you'll see all the American flags mounted in Park Square, and that is called the Park of Honor. And Mr. Janey is going to be talking to us about that this morning, about how you can get involved and help out as well. Going to be a very interesting conversation to hear all about the Park of Honor. So stick around for that conversation. We'll be doing that in just a moment. First, we'll go to the weather forecast and find out what we have in store for us today from the National Weather Service.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, patchy fog this morning. Partly sunny. Highs around 80. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour, increasing to around 10 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-70s. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Boy, I'll tell you, we've had a nice stretch of weather the last few days. It's been dry, though. My lawn is starting to get a little brown out there, but we can handle that. And only a little bit of chance of rain for this weekend as well. So not too bad. I think we can handle it before the big winter weather sets in. I'm sure it's only a matter of time before we see that coming. All right. Welcome to Morning Drive again. It's 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. And with me this morning, Curtis Janey. Good morning, Curtis. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I am loving life and awesome, awesome, as I always say.
Well, I'm happy to have you here today. And I know we've talked in the past, but I think never about this particular project. And you are the president of the Kiwanis Club here in Pittsfield.
Yes, I am.
And one of the big things the Kiwanis Club does every year is the Park of Honor. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, this year again, the Kiwanis Club of Pittsfield proudly presents the Park of Honor. We invite people to sponsor a flag in honor of a veteran. It could be a veteran in your family, it could be you yourself, or a veteran of the past. What's exciting about this is that we have the opportunity to purchase the 3x5 flags that we set up all around the park. And each year it seems to be getting better and better. And hopefully, you know, we got a little late this year, but at the same time, the mailbox is full, my phone is ringing, and I'm excited about the opportunity about presenting this again. So you have the chance to buy individual flags or a group of flags or for different things. If you want to be a sponsor, call me, and we could talk about that as well. And the most important thing is that we call it the Good Citizenship Award, and we give it out to students that are going into their freshman year of college throughout Berkshire County. You don't just have to be a Pittsfield resident. Which is exciting. So if you have a family veteran in and you want a child that's going off to college to get a sizable scholarship slash good citizenship award, we would appreciate you reaching out to us at that point in time. in the spring.
So, yeah, so let's break it down a little bit. So the Park of Honor honors an individual veteran or a group of veterans, right?
Yes,
And let's talk about that side of it first. So, and how did it all start? Because it's been going on for quite a while, right?
Yes, it's been going on for about 10 years now. Rial Gowdry, Kathy Mickle, Cheryl Tripp, a lot of those older Kiwanians started this about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And each year we just try to maintain it and make sure that it's out there.
It's an unmistakable thing. I mean,
yes,
when you come
is.
And you know, you can't not drive through Park Square at least once in a while
yes.
if you're around this area. So, and as soon as you see that, it just hits you right in the face. You're
it
like,
does.
Wow, look
it
at
does.
That, right?
And it's about honoring the veterans, which is yeah. really exciting. For me personally, in my family, there was 10 boys. 9 of us served on active duty, 7 at one time.
No kidding.
All of my siblings wow. were in the United States Army. I'm the only United States Marine.
Hoorah.
And, but it's very meaningful. To be able to honor our veterans at any time. But just for the month of October 30th through the Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 26th, it's really exciting when family and friends are visiting the city and the
yeah.
county,
mm-hmm.
and they get to drive through Pittsfield and they get to see that great display of flags.
Yeah. No, again, as I say, it's unmistakable when you drive through that area and it just it hits you. And maybe you don't understand, you know, what it's for, what it's about. It certainly is right around Veterans Day right in the middle of that time period, right? The entire time is from Saturday, October 26th through Saturday, November 30th. So it covers that entire month of November where the flags are there.
And what's exciting is that the city has always been on board and helping us with it, you know, putting it up and taking it down. It's 8 o'clock Saturday morning. If you want to come and join us and help us, you know, place those flags of honor, you know, I think it's just an amazing thing to be a part of. So,
how long does it take the volunteers to put all the flags out?
It takes a few hours.
Yeah.
Parks Department is also involved with it. They help us map out the area where we can put all the flags, which is pretty exciting because, you know, we get the Christmas tree coming in there at some point in time. It's just an amazing event where, you know, the city has always been on board with the support of it. Mm-hmm. So.
And now each flag, if you just drive around and you don't actually walk into the park to look at the flags, you certainly can do that. I'm sure you encourage people to do that.
Absolutely.
But a lot of times people don't get a chance to, but they're driving around, they see it. So what does each flag have? What does it contain?
Each flag will have a ribbon and a name placard of the veteran that the person is honoring, the family is honoring, which I think is exciting. You know, and like I said, unfortunately, with my family being so many, we just write all the names and the branches of service, and
yeah.
Which is kind of neat. Not the dates that they served, but it's also a way to some families to just have that one moment in time, you know, with their loved one again.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty cool. And this year, for me, you know, my elder brother passed away, and he was the first one to join the Army. So it's kind of like. It's going to be a really heartfelt thing, you know, and I have cousins that are right here in Pittsfield that serve on the fire department and, you know, and he served not only in the Coast Guard, but in the United States Army, the 10th Mountain Division, which is a pretty iconic division in
yeah.
the military. So,
And do you know what the history of putting this event together has been like? You said it was 10 years or so. What were some of the initial conversations like? Because, again, it's such a major endeavor putting the entire thing together.
Well, I wasn't there at the beginning, but Rial Gowdry, who was a lifelong businessman and resident of Pittsfield, you know, he and a few of the others had gone somewhere and saw this somewhere else and said, you know, they wanted to bring it back to Pittsfield. And so he did all the research. He did all the groundwork and laid it out for the club back then. And then they kicked it off. And not only have they kicked it off in Pittsfield, they've gone other places to help other people kick it off as well. You know, and Rial is a wonderful guy. And unfortunately, I couldn't have him come today. But, you know, he'll be out there and about helping us as well, you know, and reaching out for the sponsorships that we get throughout the year, which I think is pretty cool. So
yeah, and it also brings it home, I think, as you had mentioned too, for people that sometimes in their daily lives, they're not thinking about the sacrifices that people make in the armed forces every day and every year. Occasionally, we get an event like we had last year, you know, around Thanksgiving, Christmas time with Staff Sergeant Gallagher. And it brings it home, right? And we realize, so events like this can also sort of connect us with that, where it's easy to forget sometimes.
Absolutely. And what's really unique about this is that, you know, if you look in your family tree, that's what I tell everybody, look in that family tree, there is somebody somewhere that has served this great nation. And it's just one of the ways of saying thank you to them. And, you know, and then at the end, if you want that flag, you know, present it back to you. Mm-hmm. Usually have the Boy Scouts come there and they're folding flags on that day.
Oh, wow.
And we'll present the flag, the ribbon, and the card to that family as well. And even if they can't make it on that day, they can get in touch with me and we'll make sure we get it to them. So
the flag is flown essentially at Park Square for the month, and then the family or relatives can have the flag. And do they pick it up, or is it delivered back to them? How does that work?
Well, they can pick it up on that given day.
On a given day.
And if not, then they can make arrangements with me, and I'll make sure it gets to them. Mm-hmm. So
that's a great activity, I think, for the scouts as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
One of the things, knowing how to fold the flag and to take care of it correctly.
That's actually a lost art, I believe, amongst the young people. And I think a lot of people don't understand what the honor that comes with what the flag truly represents. And, you know, and the whole thing about it is that we have veterans that serve our community that are, you know, policemen, firemen, EMS workers, doctors, lawyers, nurses, you know, the guys that pick up our trash every week. You know, it doesn't matter where they are now. Mm-hmm. It's about where they have been is what is, you know, and I think that's pretty unique, too.
Yeah. Curtis Janey is my guest here this morning. He's the president of the Kiwanis Club of Pittsfield, and we're talking about the Park of Honor event that happens every year, and it's happening this year as well, Saturday, October 26th through Saturday, November 30th. And this is the time, if you haven't already considered making a contribution to this event, you can certainly purchase and have a flag flown in honor of a veteran, maybe someone you know, a family member, a relative, could be someone still with us, could be that you're remembering someone who's no longer with us. Those are things that that you can do. And Curtis, how do people get a hold of you if they want to participate in this right now?
That's the exciting part, you know, because I give out my cell phone number and my email address.
it's a brave man.
That's right. So it's 413-347-1991, and my email address is csdi485@gmail.com. And please, you know, if I don't answer it because I'm in the middle of something, leave me a message, and I guarantee you I will get back to you. And it's exciting because I have one story where they reached out to me and offered to return a flag of their father. And I said, this will be exciting to fly it again. Huh. And so we're going to fly that flag again and return it back to them again at the end. So I think that's pretty exciting too, you know. And, you know, just the fact of, I used to be a color sergeant, which is, I carried the national flag for different units throughout my time in the military. And, you know, it's such an honor to be a part of such a detail, you know, and represent, you know, not only the branch of service, but the United States itself. So it's a unique and heartfelt situation for me altogether. Yeah. So
it's good. It's really heartwarming to see the community come out and honor the veterans. And we see that on a number of ceremonies that Pittsfield veterans organizations and the Veterans Office conduct throughout the year. And we broadcast them here on PCTV as well. The Memorial Day service, the Veterans Day service, the 9/11 service just happened, for example. Pearl Harbor service that happens every December 7th. But it's really, again, heartwarming to see people come out from the community and join and you know, represent to show their support for that. Do you see that on a regular basis at these ceremonies?
I do. Yeah. I mean, we've already got a commitment from the sheriff of Berkshire County that, you know, they're going to help us put the flags up on that given day. You know, I mean, any volunteers that want to come out and help is more than welcome. And
that's good to know too. Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get it done faster because the ceremony is going to be 12 noon on October 26th. That'll be our opening ceremony.
So by 12 noon. So at 8 a.m.,
yes,
you have to start putting the flags out,
absolutely,
right? Now, how many flags are there?
Well, last year, we only had a few hundred, but it was still exciting.
Yeah. Still a few hundred flags flying in Park Square. You can't not notice that.
Absolutely. And we have some businesses that will put it all Berkshire County veterans. So they don't have a specific name, but they just want to honor all veterans of Berkshire County. And I think that's pretty. We had a whole section of flags last year just for that. And I thought that was pretty exciting as well. So
that's nice. And so you don't have to be a large company to do this. You can be an individual.
You can be an individual organization. Zuko's Restaurant has always supported us. We actually have our meetings there every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 6 p.m.
That's good
and,
to know.
And, you know, come on down to Zuko's and have a meeting with us. Just talk to us. And you can have dinner while you're there, too. So, you know, and it's kind of a neat organization where, you know, I'll be reaching out to the different restaurants in the area, different businesses, to help them sponsor some of the flags that will be going up this year as well.
Yeah. And so let's talk about the other part of the equation here, which is what this benefits, right? Because the Kiwanis Club is out there doing good work for the community. And one of the things, the proceeds from this sale will go to the Good Citizenship Award, right? So tell me a little bit about that.
The Good Citizenship Award came about while doing the Park of Honor to honor the veterans, children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews that are going on to college. And what we do is we make sure that they attend their first semester, sign up for the second semester, and we hand them a check. And it's a sizable check, too, which I think is pretty cool. And we don't ask them to tell us what they're using it for, because they can use it for books. They can use it for classes. They can use it for whatever they need it for, because we don't know the individual needs of their student. But at the same time, we know they're trying to further their education, and we just want to be a part of that as well.
That's so important, too, because, you know, if you're trying to get to college and it's maybe you're the first in your family, or, you know, you don't have necessarily the means to just go and do it, you know, whatever way you want, every single dollar counts. And when you have a scholarship like that, it makes a huge difference in, like you said, books, supplies, whatever it takes, because, you know, it's just hard enough to get in to the whatever college it is you've applied to, and then, you know, pay the tuition or get your loans or whatever. There's a lot of other things that go on, right? So that makes a huge contribution. So it's the it connected to veterans
of Berkshire County,
which
is really exciting. It's not just Pittsfield. It's veterans throughout Berkshire County. Any student that is in any of the schools in Berkshire County that apply for the scholarship, we have a scholarship committee. And we don't have names on it. We do it by numbers, and everybody reads the essay, and then we vote on the essay. And then once the essays are approved, then we get the names, and then we do the award ceremony of it. So
this is all the high schools in Berkshire County. Any of them are applicable for the for the Good Citizenship Award. So, and when do kids start seeing applications for that?
Well, we're going to make sure they get out early this year in the spring, so that the schools and the guidance counselors, you know, they can also recommend students for this award as well. But again, the criteria is that they have to have a veteran in their family. They talk about that veteran as well as what their goals are in life. And they may not have any clear-cut goals, because I'm 61 and I still don't know what I want to do, but I still want to grow up one day. You know, it's one of those things.
It's overrated.
It's overrated. Growing up is overrated. Yeah. And so, but, you know, just a little essay that they talk about themselves, talk about the veteran and their family, and that's how the scholarship or the Good Citizenship Award is awarded.
It's great. So we're talking about the Park of Honor here, the event that the Kiwanis Club of Pittsfield sponsors every year. And this, my guest this morning, Curtis Janey, he's the president of the Kiwanis Club. And the ability of you're really kind of doing two things at once with this event, which I love. The ability of honoring veterans and really reminding everyone in the community about that as they drive by Park Square. And at the same time, the proceeds are going to help kids who are going to college, who have a veteran in their family. It's just another option for them to further their education. So that must feel good to be able to do both those things.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's like I said, just one of those awesome experiences that you become a part of that I don't ever want to ever stop. So as long as I'm breathing, I'm going to be a part of the Park of Honor. And I just think it's a really good way to get all the veterans out there that have served. We have the VFW, we have the American Legion that post the colors, and we do the POW-MIA.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about, just recognizing the sacrifices that our men and women have given over the years.
Yeah. And a club like the Kiwanis Club, and along with many other fraternal organizations, if you will, or community-based organizations, have had a tough time of it recently, right? It's hard finding the people. It's probably, maybe you could tell us, but is it the people that's the hardest thing to get to continue?
It is. Because with everything going on with, COVID, and everything, we've lost a lot of members.
Mm.
So we're always looking for members. And even if you can't be a member, just to be a volunteer whenever you can is also one of the things, because we used to be able to do a lot of different events like the bike and safety rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't been able to do that because we don't have enough members to actually assist with that. But we're hoping that next year that we'll have the opportunity to bring that back again.
Mm-hmm.
What
was that about? Because I don't remember that event.
Well, the bike safety. It was usually held at the Common.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had fire, police, EMS. Everybody was there talking about the different safety things that to keep children safe.
Mm-hmm.
Fire safety is really important. Stranger danger is still a reality in
sure.
today's world, and how to ride a bike properly and wear a helmet, wear the proper gear. Because if you fall off your bike and hit your head the wrong way, it's not going to only knock some sense into you, it can knock you out. So, little things like that, that we haven't been able to do.
Yeah.
We used to, do readings at the libraries and at the schools and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get back involved into the community because the Kiwanis Club is all about children.
Yeah.
One child, one community at a time. And I think it's really important that we never lose that focus because the children are our future. And if we don't bring them up properly, and give them the love and support that they need to move forward in life, a lot of things can go wrong. So
yeah, for sure. And what is it like trying to recruit younger people to be in the Kiwanis Club? Because I would think that's, you always have to replace, as you mentioned, you lose older members. And sometimes it's the folks from the older generations, even older than us, who really had that anchor, of connecting to the community through organizations like this. And that baton has to be passed, right?
Yes.
Somehow in bringing in new people. And that can be really hard in Berkshire County, it feels like.
It is, but the thing about it is that we just keep reaching out to them. Reach out to different organizations that have younger people and say, hey, could you be a part of us one day?
Yeah.
And we want to reach out and help them out as well. It's like little things like that we all could just, go together in on.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be just one club. It could be a multitude of clubs getting together to put on the bike safety rodeo. It's mm-hmm. like little things like that. So that's what we're going to try to do in the upcoming year.
Yeah. Curtis Janey is my guest here this morning. We're talking about the Park of Honor that's sponsored by the Kiwanis Club of Pittsfield. And again, we'll just remind you that that's happening between Saturday, October 26th. That's the first ceremony, right? That's
yes.
the noontime ceremony.
Yes.
And going through Saturday, November 30th, 2024. How many people do you usually get to come to the ceremony? Because we're promoting it here this morning. I hope a bunch of people will put that on their calendar right now
down. Not only that, we have applications and posters out at the Veterans Services offices, City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have it. The library, RSVP, all over throughout the county, the police departments and fire departments will have applications. So, we're just trying to promote it as best we can. And hopefully we're going to get a strong support again like we always do.
Yeah. And I hope you do. You're seeing the support come out from the community. When you see those flags at Park Square, you've made a difference, right? When you see that amount. But it's you're working on it now. And how long have you already been working on this?
I started late, so it's only been about a month.
Still.
But at the same time, we usually start like around the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, club got started late on it this year. But I think we're still going to do very well. Because every day I check the post office box and there's always applications in there. And so I'm just wicked excited about the opportunity of helping presenting again.
So let's recap again. The Park of Honor, if you want to participate and contribute to this, there are several different ways that you can. And you can just, again, mention that it's for individuals or groups of people, right? And
yes,
organizations. And there are different packages, right? So you can sponsor one flag or what else?
Or you can sponsor five flags and we'll put a lawn sign up there for you. Or you can sponsor 10 flags, you get four lawn signs out there, depending upon how much you choose to donate, which is pretty exciting because, you know, each flag has a representation of a veteran, of somebody close to you. Or, like I said, some of the businesses will put all Berkshire veterans because they don't have a particular name, but they just want to honor the veterans in and of themselves. And another way you can contact me is by my cell phone number, 413-347-1991. Or my email address, which is csdi485@gmail.com. And I'm constantly checking throughout the day. and like I said, if I don't answer right away, please leave a message because I do have to work still. but at the same time, I will definitely get back to you. So I'm excited.
I think sometimes people don't realize that these events that are sponsored by nonprofit organizations and by fraternal organizations and community groups, these are folks that are doing, you know, their regular jobs along with this other good work in the community. You know, sure, there are some retirees out there, and we thank them for all their work as well. But there's a lot of us out there that are doing things that trying to also sort of keep their regular lives going and doing these great things. And it's no small commitment, right?
Yes.
How much time do you think you put in for something like this?
Well, for something like this, It's just an enormous amount of time for me and some of the members that are there, too, because, you know, they're also working and doing other things.
Yeah.
Some of the members actually belong to several different clubs.
Wow.
So they're not just part of the Kiwanis Club, but they're part of other organizations. Mm. And they're just volunteering their time out, which I think is amazing. And some of our retirees are volunteering at, like, the Colonial Theater or RSVP. And, you know, so it's like it's a big undertaking, but at the same time, it always seems to come together.
And for people listening and saying, why in the world do they put all that time in to do, how can they do that? What do you get out of it? How do you feel after you put something like this together?
Well, for me, like I said, being a veteran and having all my siblings on active duty, like I said, seven of us were on active duty at one time. It's just a great honor to be a part of something like this and to look at all those flags. It's really heartwarming for me, and it's very emotional for me. And I always have the honor of singing the national anthem on that day, which I think is pretty exciting, too. And I never use the music because I don't know if my voice hits the right tone or the pitch or whatever. So I sing it a cappella without the music, and I think that's more more meaningful to me as a Marine. It's also one of the hardest songs to sing. So
a couple of really tough spots in that song.
Yes, it is. But I do it with heartfelt emotion, and you know, and it's the, and I think about all the service members that served before me, and how hard it must have been for them during their time. Because as time goes on and technology, you know, comes forth, it's a lot easier, unfortunately, to say to go fight a war. But fighting a war is just nothing in comparison to what the members have served. Even if there is no war going on, the sacrifices they make and their families make are just enormous. You know, when you have a loved one going off to sea for 6 months out of the year or going on deployments for a year, it takes its toll on the family as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only about honoring the veterans, but it's also honoring their families as well and thanking them for their service. Because without that love and support that some of these veterans receive, they may not be able to do what they do in serving their country.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And it's I think you mentioned it's an entire family commitment, isn't it, really?
I have
a good friend whose son is now in Paris Island, and you know, he hasn't heard from him in a while, and
yes.
You know, it's very different. He just graduated high school, and now he's going to be a Marine, and that's a really big deal. But it's obviously connected to the entire family. The entire family is in this with him.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's like in my case, I told my sons, I said, you know, it could skip a generation, but at the same time, if they wanted to join the military, I would have wholeheartedly supported them as well. So
yeah,
and so it's just amazing to see what our community does with all of our veterans, you know. And I think that anytime I see a veteran wearing a hat, I thank them for their service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love holding doors open for the gentlemen that are going around in those little scooters, you know, with the American flag flying on the back and one of those hats on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like little things like that to honor the veterans. And every time I go out and I see a veteran, you know, I make sure I take the time to introduce myself to them as well.
Mm. And I think that's good words for everybody, for all of our listeners this morning. Those are great things to do, and you should take a moment and do that when you can.
Absolutely.
For our veterans. This is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM, and we're talking to Curtis Janey. He's the president of the Kiwanis Club of Pittsfield, and we're talking about the Park of Honor that is happening at the end of October, Saturday, October 26th through Saturday, November 30th. We're talking about it now because this is the chance for people to get the contributions in and to get those flags sponsored so that they can put them down at the park for that month and have it as that striking reminder for all of us here about the sacrifice of our veterans. And also, of course, the whole event goes to the Good Citizenship Award, which is a scholarship for high school students here in Berkshire County. All around, it's a pretty good deal. We're going to be talking to Curtis Moore in the second half of the show. We have got to that top of the hour point where we're going to take our little break and do our station ID and thank our underwriters here on this radio station. And you're listening to WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio. We're at 89.7 and we'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
Oh, yeah!
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Tim's Lawn Care. It's almost time for fall cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care also could take care of your landscaping and fall lawn care needs. Also, ask about commercial and residential snow plowing for the winter. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass. Now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR-FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Are you feeling alone and struggling with your mental health? The Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention wants you to know that help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 988 to talk to someone at the National Suicide Prevention Line, or go to berkshirecoalition.org for a list of available local resources. You are not alone.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Hola, hola. I'm Daisy.
Yo soy Marta.
Whether you want to learn a little Spanish or get a glimpse of our wonderful Latin roots, join us as we celebrate Latin culture with music from genres ranging from salsa to bachata. Gain insight on local news, community information, and very special guests. Only on Mundo Latino. Welcoming listeners of all nations on WTBR 89.7 FM.
Support for Mundo Latino comes from community health programs. Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sondrini.com.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. I'm Sean Sayre here with you. We're live and local this morning in our WTBR studio here on Fort Federico. And it's Thursday, September 19th. Glad to have you along for the ride here this morning. We're talking with Curtis Janey. Curtis is the president of the Kiwanis Club of Pittsfield. And we're discussing lots of different things, but especially the Park of Honor event, which is happening in October 26th. That's the ceremony when all the flags go up in Park Square. Through Saturday, November 30th, 2024. And we've been talking about what it takes to sponsor those flags, which each one of those flags has been sponsored by somebody and has some personalization there, which is wonderful as a remembrance or in honor of a veteran that you might know. And then the proceeds from the sale go to a scholarship for a local high school senior. So just a great event all around, something that I think you should definitely support. And Curtis will be able to tell you all about how to do that. And we're going to be talking about some other issues surrounding veterans and things like that in the second half here. So we'll get right back to that in just a moment. First, let's take a listen to the weather forecast we have from the National Weather Service. Here we go.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, patchy fog this morning. Partly sunny. Highs around 80. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour, increasing to around 10 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-70s. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, sounds like a pretty good day with a very low percentage of precipitation, but we could use a little bit of water out there. I did notice that it hasn't rained in a while. We've had really kind of a nice stretch of weather, but we do need some rain occasionally to keep those lawns nice and green. And I'm sure we'll get it. As soon as we say we want more rain, we'll probably have like 2 weeks straight of rain. That's exactly what happens around here. But the weekend looks nice, and I don't think we're going to get any of the fallout from that tropical storm that's hitting the East Coast. I think Cape Cod and some of the southeast of Massachusetts is going to get that a little worse than we are. We might get a sprinkle or two. That's what I'm hearing. All right, welcome back to the program here this morning on Thursday, September 19th, and Curtis Janey here with me. Thanks again for being here, Curtis.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. And so we talked a lot about the Park of Honor. We'll get back to that a little bit later in this half hour. Let's talk about veterans here in Berkshire County and how they connect with each other and with the community. And I think anyone growing up in the last 30 years or so has seen sort of a change, if you will, in the way, you know, there used to be, you know, a lot of activities around the American Legion, the VFW, Korean and Vietnam veterans organizations. And, you know, let's face it, those folks are aging out a little bit. And, of course, the U.S. military has been active in the last 20 years as well. And we certainly have our share of veterans here in Berkshire County who have served in conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq as well. How are the veterans connecting with each other? And give us some of the ideas of what some of the challenges and issues are for our veterans right now.
I just think it's a difference in the climate of back when I was in versus some of the young men and women that are coming out today. You know, it's just they're seeing such atrocities where they just kind of want to step back and not be out in the forefront. But, you know, you can still work behind the scenes. The clubs are still looking for, you know, active members. The VFW has offered a 5-year membership for free just to draw in some of the younger people, younger veterans that are in our community. And, you know, and the American Legion is always looking for people. Of course, the Kiwanis Club and other clubs that are out there are looking for people. But more importantly, I think that when people see the veterans that are out there, it just rises them up a little bit. It gives them a little, they stick their chest out a little bit more. You know, it's like one of those things where when I see a person in uniform, whether it be even a police officer, a fireman, or EMS worker, mm-hmm. you know, these are people that serve our community and they serve our nation. You know, and I think that that's more important to remind people of the service that these people bring to us on a daily basis, and they're not really recognized for that too often. Mm. And so when we can recognize them, we want to recognize them, you know, wholeheartedly, and by joining, you know, it's just another way of giving back to your community, giving back to your nation.
Yeah, I think it's important to recognize the amount of commitment and training that goes into that level of sacrifice, if you will, too, with anyone in a uniform, as you mentioned. And that's really what you're also recognizing, right? The amount of time that you've committed to put in. I mentioned the young person going to Paris Island, right? I mean, that's months of yep. training coming out the other end, a Marine, and then, you know, going on from there. But just maybe talk a little bit about that. How much work goes into just getting to the point where you can begin to serve.
Which I think is pretty awesome, because each branch of the military has their own style of training and education, if you will. But what it does for them is it's allowing them to find more about themselves and how to, you know, relieve themselves of just about them to being a part of a team, a part of an organization. And I think that that is where it all begins. Because once you buy into it, so to speak. Some people say it's brainwashed, but it's not. Mm. It's about training them to be able to serve properly and to look out for their fellow soldier or airman or seaman or marine. You know, and let's not forget the space. Oh my goodness, right? they got everybody going on now. So it's kind of one of those things. It takes very, very special person to want to be a part of the military and the veterans. And, you know, it's like one of those things when you look back and it's such an accomplishment. And whether it's a good or bad tour of duty, whatever you may say, but it's still saying that I served it puts a smile on my face when I even say it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just one of those opportunities that I think that where young people put the time and energy in, you know, and they can get an education on the opposite end too. And even sometimes if they're stateside, they can still go to college while on active duty. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of opportunities there. You know, they're coming out with trades. You know, you got people working in aircraft mechanics, and coming out and working for some of the biggest airlines in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just what you want to do with your life that you're able to push forward and be successful.
Yeah. And, you know, generationally, we talked a little bit off air about there's a story in the Berkshire Eagle today about the remains of a World War II veteran coming home to North Adams, and a Guadalcanal veteran. And it's just amazing that, you know, nearly 80 something years later, they were able to identify and then, you know, bring him back home where he should be. And just, you know, the commitment, right, on something like that where you don't forget. They're never going to stop trying to bring these folks home.
I'll give you an example of one of the things that we do at the Marine Corps dinner. We have a gentleman that is 100 years old, I think now. And every time he walks into the room, we scream attention on deck and we clap. We applaud him until he takes his seat. And even now, just thinking about it, it's emotional for me to have somebody that has served in the greatest war, you know, that is still able to walk in and be recognized. You know, it's those little things that I think allow me to keep pushing forward with trying to do the things for veterans as much as I can, you know. And as a matter of fact, I am a lifelong member of Post 448 VFW, and I plan on joining the American Legion in Dalton as well. And so it's like little things like that. Mm. It's like you just have to keep being a part of them as much as you can.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they honor, you know, at the burial ceremonies and, you know, mm-hmm. with the gun salute and things of that nature. It's like, you know, it's just amazing to watch. Yeah, even Berkshire County Sheriff detail for the color guard. Mm. You know, it's like all the different units. I believe Pittsfield police still have a color guard as well. But, you know, it's like little things like that. It's like, you know, and sometimes it could be people who haven't actually served in the military, mm-hmm. but they get to serve on the color guard and they get to feel what it's like to be part of a veterans organization. And a lot of people, you know, the veterans are there. You know, and these new young men and women that are joining, that are keeping it moving forward, I commend them.
Yeah. And we talked a little bit about what it's like to try and recruit people to the Kiwanis Club, younger people, let's say, people to keep that momentum going and doing the good works in the community. And I think, again, about the Greatest Generation, the World War II and the Korean War. Folks who served, and there was just such a huge percentage of the population who had either served or they had people that served in their family, and it seems like that has shifted now in our current society, where you're seeing a much smaller fraction of people. So how easy or hard is it to bring, you know, people into the VFW here locally and to continue to recognize and do those good works?
Well, it's a struggle, but it's a struggle that we take on, you know. And I'm constantly asking, like, when I run into anybody that's a veteran, I constantly ask them, hey, are you a member of the VFW or the American Legion? Mm. You know, and would you like some information on it, you know, things like that, yeah. you know. And sometimes they say yes. And, you know, and they take the information, and then sometimes, you know, they're like, no, I'm just not interested in it. Thanks so much. You know, and it's okay. Either yeah. way, it's okay. You know, and that's what other people don't realize, is that, you know, it's okay to say no, mm-hmm. Because you can't do everything, especially if you're a young person and you still have a young family that you're trying to provide for.
Right.
It's a lot of time, mm-hmm. you know, to volunteer for. But, you know, you don't have to volunteer for everything. But you can volunteer for some things, you know, and just be a part of the bigger things, if you will, you know, like the Plaque of Honor,
yeah.
Like the 9/11 ceremony, you know, for the in Iraq mm-hmm. and Afghan, you know, participants of that war.
Right.
You know, it's like little things like that. It's like, it's for me to be a part of those things is it's I can't tell you how grateful I feel and how honored I feel when I'm asked to sing that national anthem at different organizations, you know, and because I think of not only my siblings, I think of my dad and all his siblings. My wife's parents both served in the Navy, and their siblings served in the military. So it's like I think about all those that came before me each and every time, which is why it's so hard for me to start the song.
Yeah.
But once I get it started, then I'm okay. But it takes me a couple seconds to get going. But at the same time, it's like it's out there. You know, the availability for men and women to join us is awesome. You know, and
I'll talk about the social aspect of it too, because I think you know, there seems to be more of a movement now with the younger generations where they're much more isolated. They're more alone. I mean, there's been studies that have shown a lot of that. And if they're connecting with other people, it's electronically, you know,
yes.
over social media or things like that, gaming. You know, there's lots of things that have changed our society. And it's, you know, it's impossible to change society back. No one's going back to the 1950s, right?
Right.
But there were some aspects of that that were healthy, that were good, that, you know, got people together, that socialized, that you know, when you're in person with someone, it's different than being over something electronic. So how do we bring some of that back?
Like I said, for me, when I see a veteran of the older generation, you know, I draw myself to them, you know, and just to ask them how they're doing. You know, and that's a hard thing to do sometimes for people to answer.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the younger generation has separated themselves out. But I think if you're in the company of people who understand what you might have been through,
mm-hmm.
I think that helps tremendously. You know, there's a stigmatism out there about 22 soldiers dying every day, you know, from suicide because of the things they've seen and the things they've gone through. And that's so true. But at the same time, if you surround yourself with like-minded people, it might help you get through that next day,
yeah.
you know, and there's no shame in saying that, you know, I need to talk to somebody. And I think that's one of the hugest things that that this younger generation has
mm-hmm.
to deal with. And I know for my generation, we were proud, too proud to go to somebody and talk to them about it. But as time went on, we realized the importance of it,
yeah.
you know. And
well, it seems like that's probably what I'm thinking back again to the World War II generation. and how, you know, just a massive effort in that war. And those folks saw, you know, some terrible, horrific things. They came back to the U.S. and they built, you know, a really great society, because I think they realized how lucky they were to come back to the U.S. after that conflict and to say, you know, we're going to build something, we're going to create something good here. It seemed like that was the overall ethos of that generation,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's how they dealt with it, though, because they still had all those scars. They brought them back with them, but they turned it into something positive, and they did a lot of that together.
And that's important, too, because even though some of them may not ever share their stories with their families, I certainly don't still. But yeah. But at the same time, I'll share little things, mm-hmm. Some real positive things. But at the same time, those scars, like you said, you know, sometimes you just don't want to burden other people with them. Mm-hmm. So when you're with like-minded people, it's a lot easier to share those burdens that you're still feeling, those things that you're still holding on to.
Yeah. And that would be a great thing for some of the younger veterans to continue to carry that torch for their generation, right, with the organizations like the VFW and the other.
And the American Legion.
And American Legion, yeah.
And the Vietnam War. It's like each or Korean War, it's like it's so important that we continue to honor each, group, veteran group, because yeah. It's one of those things where they shouldn't just fall off by the wayside, you know.
Right.
We want to keep them up front and forward in our communities because, you know, they've laid a great foundation for our nation, and we just need to continue to push forward with it.
Yep. And just as an aside, if you would like to watch any of those ceremonies that we've talked about here this morning honoring veterans, they're actually all available on the Pittsfield TV website. It's pittsfieldtv.org, and there's a special section for veterans programming, and you will see all of the ceremonies that we cover every year. So no excuse. You can jump in and take a look and see. And you know, the best thing, of course, would be to come out and show your support at events like that, and especially at something like the Park of Honor.
Absolutely.
Which is what we're talking about this morning with Curtis Janey. Curtis is the president of the Kiwanis Club of Pittsfield, and the Kiwanis present this event every year, the Park of Honor, happening this year on October 26th. That's a Saturday morning. It's actually noontime ceremony, right? And it's the flags will be out for a whole month all the way through Saturday, November 30th. So let's circle back around to that for people maybe who are just catching up with the program here this morning. This is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM. And so talk again about what people are going to see, Curtis, when they drive around the park on the 26th of October.
They're going to see hundreds of flags on display honoring the veterans of Berkshire County. And, you know, we even have people outside of our county that used to be in our county that will still send in the donation for the flags, which
That's
I
great.
Think is pretty awesome as well. And the most important thing is, like, you know, like I said, the city supports us. The county supports us. We have local businesses that will make certain donations, and they get a lawn sign plus a number of flags put out there in their honor as well. You know, and I think that's really what's most important, because all the money that the Pittsfield Kiwanis has raised, thousands of dollars, have gone to the Good Citizenship Award.
Mm.
And basically that is for a senior that is going off to college, you know, and we make sure they complete their first semester, sign up for the second semester, and we hand them a check, you know. And I think that's really important. It's not just from veterans from Pittsfield. It's veterans throughout Berkshire County. And I think that's what's really most important, is that we give our young adults the opportunity to have some additional funds while they're attending to their higher education.
Yeah. Now, that's a total giving back, right?
Yes.
Kind of the circle is complete at that point.
Absolutely.
But certainly something that you'll want to consider. And one more time, Curtis, if people would like to contribute to the Park of Honor, and this is the time to do it.
Absolutely.
If you're hearing this today,
absolutely.
It's the 19th of September. This is happening just over a month from now. So imagine to get all this organized and to get it in, you really ought to be thinking about getting that contribution in now so that that flag can get organized and it can get put in place there on the Saturday morning, right?
Absolutely. And if you want, just give me a call on my cell phone at 413-347-1991 or reach me by email, csdi485@gmail.com. And like I said, if you don't get me the first time, just keep trying, leave me a message, and I promise you I will get back to you.
Great. And so, again, you're going to see it will be unmistakable when you drive around Park Square. And one day there are no flags out there, and the next day there are hundreds of flags. And it really is a striking sight to see if you've never seen it. I'm sure everyone listening to me at this point has seen this. But in case you haven't, that's what you're seeing. And talk again about who the flags honor and how people can do these in different groups as we've got a few minutes left.
Yes, you can buy an individual flag or a group of flags. And if you become a sponsor, you get 5 flags with a lawn sign. And of course, the more you sponsor, the more flags you get, up to 10 flags and 2 lawn signs. And the good thing about it is that it's such a community thing. I'm personally going to be walking up and down to different restaurants and businesses and trying to get donations from them as well. You know, and you can honor an individual veteran or you can honor a group of veterans. Like I said, some of the businesses will honor all Berkshire veterans. That's something that Stephen Valente does every year for us. And like I said, Zuko's Restaurant is also a great participant with the Kiwanis Club. We have our meetings there every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m., so please come on and join us. And you don't have to become a member right away, but even if you just volunteer for some of the little things that we want to try to do in the future, I think that's important as well. But if you want to volunteer on Saturday, come on down at 8 a.m. in the morning and help us in the Parks Department, and we'll be putting it all together. And then at noontime, we'll have a ceremony kicked off with a couple of special guest speakers to include our mayor. And I think that's so important. The Berkshire County Sheriff has also said that he would be there to help us to put the flags on display.
That's great.
You know, it's like little things like that. It's all going to come together in the end. So looking forward to it.
What is it like putting the flags out? Because there's got to be some order to it, right? You have to know how it's going to work.
Yes. We actually put the flags out in alphabetical order.
Oh, okay.
Which I think is kind of cool. And then we have a section just for all Berkshire veterans.
Nice.
Because like I said, last year we had a ton of flags in that section just alone, which I think is pretty neat. And this way, if you have a family member that you sponsor the flag for, or you know, you go by alphabetical number, you can walk by and see the actual flag itself flying. I have a cousin that comes up from New York that actually looks for the flags because she gets ones for all of her cousins that served. And I think that's kind of neat that she does that, you know. It's like little things. Like I said, some of my cousins are on the fire department, and I look forward to seeing his name on that flag. And, you know, and it's all about being a veteran. It's all about, you know, what it entails to become a veteran. And I think it's just one of the most amazing things to be a part of.
And I guess I would say to people, too, you know, as you're driving around and you catch it, if you have a few extra minutes, find a place to park near Park Square, and that can be difficult, I know, but find a place, walk a little bit, and then walk into Park Square after the flags are all set there, and walk up and down and look at some of the cards and the ribbons, right, and see who they're dedicated to, and really take a moment and sort of take that in. I think that would make a big difference for people.
And I think it does. I think, I've seen people park on West Street and get out of their cars and take pictures or videos of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just an amazing sight, you know. And I'm hoping that we get, like I said, continue to get the love and support from the community as we have in the past. So.
Well, that's excellent. I wish you nothing but the best to make all of this happen. It's amazing that you are able to pull it together in the amount of time that you do. But again, this is the chance one more time, Curtis, to tell people how to get a hold of you if they want to sponsor a flag at the Park of Honor.
You can give me a call at 413-347-1991 or reach me by email csdi485@gmail.com. And we also have applications at City Hall, Veteran Services, RSVP. Some of the local businesses will have it. All public libraries, police stations, fire stations will have some. So reach out to anybody. If you can't, give me a call and I'll bring it to you.
That's great. And good luck with the event as it goes forward. We're looking forward to seeing that beautiful Park Square decked out with the hundreds of American flags for the Park of Honor.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for doing this, Curtis. We appreciate it. And folks, I hope you enjoyed the program this morning, and we will be back tomorrow. We'll be talking with Commissioner of Public Utilities, Ricardo Morales, all about the new trash system and the recycling system, the toters. It's a show completely dedicated to that. We won't be talking about roads, bridges, or water. It's all going to be trash tomorrow. So we're looking forward to talking to Ricardo. Thanks again, Curtis Janey, for being here, president of the Kiwanis Club of the Park of Honor. And we will see you all tomorrow here on Morning Drive. Have a good day, everybody.